is the story of a man they call Thomas. Serious man with a serious past. He worked on the carousel of human kindness, taking the money, handing out the laughs. He was a wise man, but still a little crazy, full of adventure, just a little short on time. Ready for options when laid on the table, always a winner, at least in his mind. Came from a place outside of the city, where people were friendly, at least to his face. He had a wife, a good job and children, a house nearly paid for, he was part of the race. But then the gods that he revered and admired, looking down with passion, mischief and disdain, they grabbed a piece of everything he cherished, threw it in the gutter screaming, "Hey, we're not to blame." So it was, and always will be, the truth is harder for those who believe. The road is longer, oh, it's never ending, but sometimes it's not only the blind who can't see. So keep your beliefs in a bag in the corner, I don't share them unless you need pain. Follow someone only for pleasure, keep the faith, ride the good train. In 82, when the world had conspired, he left for Brighton, but never arrived. He took a left turn and headed for Matlock, near Dollydale, where the Derwent flowed by. Set up a house with a girl he called Sharon. Her real name was Lucy, but hey, well, you know, Sharon sounded fine. And he told her he loved her, but for more than her beauty, but the beauty was made from the glasses of wine. In the days when the skies were dark and profane, and the skin growing drier, he set out from home. Walked the roads back to the people he damaged, found the house empty, whereabouts unknown. And he walked the long roads for places remembered, tore up his body searching far and wide. He never discovered where they were living, and the truth is, perhaps he never really tried. When spring stirred the spirit and the carnival was in town, he worked on the carousel with a gleam in his eye. He knew he was guilty, heartless and tainted, but still he believed the hurt would pass by.